And last week, we reported how southwestern states in America are being hit by a mega drought made worse by the Colorado River running out of water. In the state of Arizona, agriculture uses about 70% of the water supply, but farmers are having to cope with big cuts to their water allocations, and that's threatening the viability of many farms. However, as Sean Whelan reports, salvation could be at hand in the shape of a desert plant that used to be regarded as little more than a weed.
In southern Arizona, in the desert between Phoenix and Tucson, we met some farmers.
You know, I'm a fourth generation farmer here.
Worried farmers.
The area that my great grandfather and grandfather cleared off in the 50s, my uncle will be done farming this year. As of January 1, my family won't be farming there anymore.
Brandon Smith has 3,000 acres, part of a bigger family holding that's under threat.
It's great ground, some of the best ground in this state, but because of water, we're going to be done farming.
A massive prolonged drought and the water shortage on the Colorado River upstate has downstream consequences.
It'll go fallow. It'll just sit there. It'll go, probably the desert will actually start to take back over again.
But as the desert takes away, so it might be able to give back.
Okay, so Waiuli is a native plant, not necessarily to Arizona, but the desert.
Horticulturalist Anne Lassen of Arizona University.
And so it needs far less water, it tolerates our soils, and it likes the heat, it can tolerate that as well.
So it grows in the desert with hardly any water. But what can you do with it? Well, if you squeeze Waiuli hard enough, you get rubber. And if you persuade enough farmers to plant enough Waiuli, you can operate a commercial rubber factory, which is what multinational tire company Bridgestone is trying to do.
Well, we're never going to take up enough land to take over the rubber industry here in the US.
Dr. David Dierig runs the Bridgestone Agricultural Research Center at Eloy.
We'll supplement what we already have, and we think that we could probably come up with about 20% of what the rubber industry is by growing it throughout the Southwest.
Bridgestone has pumped $100 million into the project so far, with more money from the US government. They both see the Waiuli plant as something that could help with environmental, economic, and strategic concerns.
The hit to our economy, if we ever got our supply cut off, either because, you know, disease took over what's grown in Southeast Asia, or if our supply got cut off because of geopolitical issues, we would have something to fall back on. You know, rubber is really critical to our economy here in the U.S.
A desert-friendly plant that requires little water and could supply a vital industrial ingredient.
Round numbers, it uses about half as much water as some of our other traditional crops, and over a longer period, over 12 months.
Will Thielander was the first local farmer to try out Waiuli 3 years ago. It was the water crisis that pushed him to it to try and save the family farm.
So we've lost our allocation from the Colorado River within our water district, so it's only ground pumps, water from the ground. And so we've had to fallow about half our farm where we're not growing anything on anymore, and basically just grow what we can so a crop like this can make us more productive.
Will, Brandon, and other farmers here have to make do with one-fifth less water in the coming year, with more cuts to come. Either they give up large chunks of land, or they do something different.
You know, the way I'm hoping is part of the farm be on Waiuli and then stay versatile with other part of the farm with what water we do have available. But wherever the economics is kind of where our farm will go.
Brandon already uses a water-saving irrigation method, drip-feeding pipes buried in the soil. Very efficient, but costly.
It's a $4,000+ per acre to put in the infrastructure to do that, depending on what style you put it in. But you get your money back over time, but it's the initial cost that keeps a lot of guys from doing it. But with these water shortages that we're being faced with, you'll see more guys turn into that.
But it's well suited to Waiuli farming.
We can still keep an ROI on every acre that we have and use less water. And that's a big key on this Waiuli project, because that's the future of this. You got to be progressive. If you're not, you're going to be done farming.
The hope of these farmers is that the return to desert conditions could also mean a return on investment that keeps them on the land and keeps the wheels turning in the U.S. economy.
There you go. Sean Whelan reporting from the state of Arizona.